woman thinks, okay, I need to find my own thing.
Yes.
Separate from the husband. That's what you meant, as opposed to, okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, you can stop the emails and all that right now, just so we're clear. So
You can send them. I'm still right. Hey, plumbing pros, welcome to the 423rd episode of Potty Talk. And hey, I've been looking forward to this episode here when I saw it in the lineup. The title of this episode is Three Things You Must Do, all right, when building a plumbing business with your spouse.
With your spouse, with your honey, with your better other.
Do we have any experience with that?
Nope.
It is a train wreck. Stay away from it.
No, it's not.
In fact, it's the best thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, it's good to have you here.
It can be the best or it can be the worst.
It can feel like the worst at times because, you know.
If you don't do it right.
Right. Well, I'm gonna share three things that you can do, three simple things you can do that really make it go really, you know, well for you.
Yes.
You know, we've seen time and time again. Of course, speaking from our experience, we just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary.
We did. 30 years. We got married when we were 8.
That's right. You know, we're kissing cousins. Oh, baby, how'd you put up with me for 30 years? Over 30 years.
I know. I'm a saint.
I'm a lucky man. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's from the good book. Mm-hmm. And it is so true. It is also very powerful, not only in life, all right, men, but in business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and of those 30 years, we worked together.
29
of those years.
24/7.
Man, that's crazy.
I know. Mm-hmm. So we've gone through a few things, experienced a thing or two.
Right. We didn't experience any hiccups at all.
Not at all. It was a smooth ride
the whole time. That's right. Every day was unicorns and flowers and birds singing and
little puppies. We were just holding little puppies.
I know. And we would skip off to the office together and.
Oh, no, you know, hey, but it's a very powerful thing. In fact, in the comments here, you know, please comment if you're watching the podcast here. Let us know if you've are what we call a PPC, a plumbing power couple.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you know, for our HVAC and our electrical and our other trades or whatever, you may be what we call a pro power couple.
Pro power couple, okay. Yeah. So let's know if you are, how long you've been working together. Maybe also, you know, what's one of the things you struggle with? Would love to hear that as well. What's something you struggle with regarding working with your spouse?
But there's nothing more powerful. Mm. And this is what we really, we see it all the time with our clients. And now we have hundreds, I mean, just time and time and time and time and time and time and time again that, you know, the guy will, you know, is, when the trade is struggling by himself, as soon as his wife comes on board, all right, all of a sudden things take off.
Right.
And it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you got divided energies, you know, you can divide and conquer,
right.
Different abilities. Okay.
Well, it's so hard for a plumber turned business owner to do everything himself. It's impossible, especially if you're still in the field. It literally is impossible. It'll make you crazy.
Right. Exactly.
So, and wear you out.
It's great for the business, but it can be hard on the relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
If not done right, and we can attest to that.
Right. So, but here, I'm going to give you three things. By the time we finish this podcast, you have three simple things. I guarantee you implement these things, things run a lot smoother. And you're going to grow a lot faster. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, let's hit it. All right. Number one.
Yeah.
Number one, define roles. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've got to define your roles. Okay, in your business, and also it's going to affect your personal life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, both of you are now in this together.
Right.
Okay, and guys, a lot of times we see this. Most of the time, it seems overwhelmingly, it's the guy, all right, that has the trade, the trade business, and then the wife will come on board.
Right.
Okay, she's not coming on board as an employee.
Or she's not coming on board as to your plumbing business.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not the little lady coming on to help you with your plumbing business or whatever it is, okay?
That's one good way to get a knock on the head.
Well, and it doesn't work out that way. I mean, it doesn't, you know, you lose the power there, okay? But.
Well, and it's shared, right? I mean, because you get married, to become one flesh, not two separate people, you're one flesh. So with your business, it's the same thing. It's both of your businesses. How do you say that?
Right.
both of you own the business. It's 50-50. Regardless, husband, if you've been the one that, you know, you've got the business for 10 years and the wife has had another job or something outside the home, or maybe she's been a stay-at-home mom and she hasn't been involved in the business, but now all of a sudden the kids are in school and so she can now join you. Doesn't matter. It's the business is both of yours, 50-50.
Right.
You have to go at it looking like that.
Right. And I mean, I want to go here anyways, because it's a societal thing here. Mm. You were created to work together, period. Mm. You were created to work together.
God put Adam and Eve in the garden.
Okay.
To work together.
And Adam by himself, I mean, everything was great, all looking at everything, you know,
except.
And it was good. Mm-hmm. And then there's Adam and something's missing here. He ain't good by himself. Mm-hmm. So it created Eve, mm-hmm. to help him. All right. Mm-hmm. Work the garden together. Mm-hmm. The garden is really, you know, the life, everything, okay, right. Together. Mm-hmm. All right, so our society, we've been conditioned and taught this lie. In fact, we can see it. The decline in our society is when women entered the market, the working place, mm-hmm. you know, as far as careers, mm-hmm. our society, you can see it, are tracking down. It just started crashing, mm-hmm. okay, because we separated the power.
Right.
Now, and I'm not saying you keep little lady in the kitchen and all that, ladies. That's not what this is all. I'm married to a very strong woman, in fact. She's the one that likes to watch the movies where someone's being waterboarded and tortured, and she's into that. And I'm looking for a rom-com, you know, whatever. So I'm married to a very tough and capable woman, just like Eve. Okay. Women are very tough and capable. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the power was meant to be together.
Yes. Not separate.
And so you don't, again, it's not about, you know, it ain't about plumbing or whatever, ladies. Mm-hmm. So you're not coming in because you love plumbing. All right. In fact, even the guys, you love plumbing or you love the, you know, you know, we had that conversation before, but it's to work that business together, mm-hmm. that kingdom. You're building that kingdom together, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And so it's very powerful.
Yes.
And it's very exciting.
It can be exciting in lots of different ways. Mm-hmm. Like you said, how do I say it? And I know you're probably going to get some pushback on, you know, women in the marketplace and whatever. And yes, there are certain times, golly, this is a delicate subject. Right. There are times where, you know, a wife does need to work outside the home for financial standpoint.
Well,
and
let me clarify on that. Okay. I'm sorry. Because it's not that women can't work outside the homes. It's the thing of, it's my personal career. Mm. It's the vision where before was, you know, even women who worked outside the home before the time where it became the career thing. I'm mm-hmm. my own individual career.
Okay, that's a better clarification.
I was you were working to get that extra income to support our family, mm-hmm. our kingdom, our thing.
Right.
Right.
Or as the woman thinks, okay, I need to find my own thing.
Yes.
Separate from the husband. That's what you meant as opposed to, okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, you can stop the emails and all that right now, just so we're clear.
You can send them. I'm still right.
we won't read them. Right. But so it's a woman who's like, I need to have my own thing that's separate than my family or my husband. That's when you get into trouble, right? So if you're as a family, you've decided, you know, to start a business, whatever it is, you know, plumbing, t-shirt making, whatever it is. Right. If you as a family decide to do that, then it's a family decision. It is a family decision. So if the wife chooses then to leave whatever career she might have, you know, teacher, nurse, whatever, and come alongside the husband to work on it together. And that becomes your career. That becomes the empire for your family. Right.
It becomes more powerful because it is about your family.
Right. It's for both of you, not separate.
Right.
Right. And ladies, please hear me when I say this. This isn't you coming to work for your husband's business. That is not what this is. If that's the attitude, then you guys need to have an adjustment and have a real, you know, talk about it. That if the wife does decide to come alongside, and we're talking about defining roles.
Right.
Coming alongside, then it's coming alongside to now focus on your business that you two own together and defining the roles. That's your first point. You need to define the roles. Who's responsible for what?
Right.
Who's responsible in the business for what? And you got to get that figured out. That 100% is the very first thing that will cause arguments. We're stepping on each other's toes, or the opposite. Something doesn't get done because we haven't figured out who's doing what. Something doesn't get done and it falls through the cracks. And then there's arguments. There's plenty of landmines to step in when it comes to this, but defining the roles, and you have to sit down and really talk about it, really talk about all the different things that need to be done. Now, you're not going to cover everything from right. a plumbing business conglomerate standpoint. But husband, if you've been doing this for a while, kind of you guys, you sit down and wife, you say, okay, what are all the things you do? And it's going to be really hard to come up with them all because it's like, okay, I freaking worked all day. I just worked 18 hours and not, what did I do? But, you know, really spend some time away from the office, away from the phones ringing, away from all that. What are the things that you, husband, have been doing in the plumbing business? Marketing, branding, obviously the plumbing, the wife typically can't do that. But name all those things, write them down. What are some things that you wish you could have time for and you haven't been able to because you've been wearing so many different hats? Start writing those things down. Get a big whiteboard or something. Write them down and then look and see who best fits that role, right? If the wife is really good at spreadsheets and numbers and all those types of things, then maybe she should be the one that's handling the finance part of the business, you know, handling the bills, handling the money coming in, handling the systems, whatever. Look at all those, define those roles, assign them, and then kind of talk through, okay, what does this mean for you to take this? And husband, once you guys have decided, you know, what's the roles, then let her do it.
Right. And let her do it her way.
Yes.
Okay. You may have some input in what, just so it brings her up to speed on mm-hmm. kind of whatever, mm-hmm. but let her do it her way.
Don't say, okay? Well, this is the way I've always done it.
Right.
No, that's not how you do it.
Again, you're breaking that power. Okay, mm-hmm. The power is in both of you going at it. And I know it sounds silly, and you always kind of smirk at me when I put it this way. But when you get Big Bear and Mama Bear headed in the same direction, nothing's going to stop you mm-hmm. because it's yours. Right. Okay,
Don't stifle your wife in the talents and abilities that she brings to the business. Right. As soon as you start telling her, well, that's not how I've always done it, or this is you need to do it this way because this is the way the blah, 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 whatever it is. No, let her then take the ball and run with it. You know what? She's probably going to be better than you on a number of those things. She just is.
Definitely. Just is.
Especially from an administrative and task standpoint. Typically, us women are better at that. Not always across the board. I always hate having to give some sort of disclaimer, but typically us women are better at that, multitasking, task-driven things, lists, things like that. Then let her do that. Let her be the one that runs with the ball on those things.
Right, and then she's responsible for it. Mm-hmm. And she makes the call, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10 on it.
Yes.
I mean, it was a few times. I know that in our relationship, and in a business, I had the final say. Mm-hmm. But it's just, that doesn't mean we lord over our wives, okay, because I have the final say, mm-hmm. all right? And so, if you came up with things, so some things like, I'm even thinking now, it was my responsibility to deal with the vendors.
Right.
But when you were a better negotiator and are a better negotiator than I am, mm-hmm. That became apparent.
Yeah, some things are just going to become apparent.
Why have we been losing money? Because you're giving all the money away. Let me handle this. Okay. All right. And so we start making money. Okay. So even though I'm dealing with the vendors, the agreements and that kind of stuff, I run through Laura. Mm-hmm. All right. Because she has a better eye. She finds holes mm-hmm. in everything.
My specialty is finding problems.
Which, that causes friction, right? Mm-hmm. And because it's not an employee relationship. There's mm-hmm. a personal relationship there. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole nother, another game going on there. So, mm-hmm. you that's what you gotta work on.
Yes.
Okay? And we have other mm-hmm. things to work on that. Mm-hmm. So you got to define the business roles. But not only define business roles, you need to define your home roles as mm-hmm. well.
That's true.
So guys, you both are working on this thing. And so I learned early on that I couldn't just come home and plop in front of the TV and open up a beer and
well,
and
you
watch
could
the sports. I could, but there'd be a be a pot up against my head, right? Okay, because
you would do that once
right? So traditional roles.
Yes, go out the window.
Right, and I'm big. We're big, and we talk about there are male and female. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are men and women, and mm-hmm. we have been created in a way that kind of addresses different things that the family needs.
Yes.
Okay.
Us wives are nurturers.
Right.
We are natural nurturers. It's how we're created. It's how God created us to nurture. So we nurture our family. So more than likely, the wife is going to be the one that's dealing with the kids quite a bit, right? Because who do the kids always want? When they're sick. Who do the kids always want? When they need money. Who's the kids that, who to this day,
our kids
who are grown,
even our kids, they're grown up, and I'm the one who dealt with the mechanical stuff and cars and all that. And what is our one son just called the other day? And who did he call to ask about the car?
Yeah, some brake thing, Mom. Right. I'm having issues with my brake. Like,
you've never done anything with the car, right? Like, but
we still got to call Mom. Who, when the you know, somebody scores a touchdown or whatever, who do they always say? Hi, Mom. So, right. So moms are the nurturers. We're gonna. And that's fine. That's just how we're created. It's nothing bad. It's not wrong. It's whatever. It's how we're created. Where the husband typically gets his self-worth from what he does for a living, what he does to earn a living for his family, to provide for his family. That's cultural roles. That's not even cultural. It's just how God created it.
Right.
So let's not fight that. Let's utilize that. So when it comes to defining roles at home, yeah, there's going to be some things where the wife typically is going to do a little bit more, but as you're, you know, walking through all the roles for the business, write down all the things that are done at home, right? And wife, I know you're going, I have no idea. There's 4 million, right? Well, just start writing them down from, you know, all the stuff for the kids' school. And it never failed. As soon as, you know, school year started, you've got these 4,000 pieces of paper and forms and yada, yada, all to fill out, to getting school supplies, doctor's appointments. Who's going to take the kids to the doctor appointments? Who's responsible for laundry? Who's responsible for dishes? Who's responsible for grocery shopping? Who's responsible for cleaning the house?
Right. As you know, making the phone ring and often is vital to your home service business. That's why I'm a fan of Search Kings. Search Kings is a Google Premier partner and have helped my clients generate leads on Google Local Services and Google Ads. If you need your phone to ring, use Search Kings and tell them Richard sent you, and you need the Million Dollar Plumber VIP treatment. Go to themilliondollarplumber.com/Search Kings and get on track to making your phone ring today. And you hit me on a doctor's appointment. That's one of those things. You're both at the office. You're both at the shop. Mm-hmm. You both are leading in your respective areas and responsibilities. The kid needs to go to the doctor, or something's at school.
Yeah.
Well, you can't always, you know, I'm a little older school. So normally it was the wife, the mom would take care of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Okay. But no, she's busy too, working on our family business. Mm-hmm. And where are we at? Okay, you're at a busier time than I am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take care and run them to the doctor and do that kind of a thing.
Yes.
You gotta already kind of have those discussions. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, you know, with the home, you know, at home, you know, who's cooking? Who's, are you cooking together? We learned to cook together.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't feel like she's standing in the kitchen working. You know, why, again, I'm sitting there drinking a beer, watching whatever. It's just that guys, that didn't go over very well. I mean, you don't get all the other fringe benefits don't come your way when you're behaving like that. Nope. But who takes, you know, who takes out the trash? Who does the laundry, you know?
Yeah, and it's laying those things out, again, making sure that it's totally clear. And then what are some things that you can offload? What are some things where you can provide a job for someone else, right? And then offload for you. And I talked about this all the time. If you guys own a business together and you're both working in the business, one of the first people you should hire, or contractors that you hire, is someone to clean your house. That is numero uno. And who pays for it? Customer pays for it every single time. But that's one thing, guys, if you can kind of wrap your mind around that, of that, how important that is to us women to have a clean house, or at least, you know, to where it's there's not, you know, fingerprints all over the front of the refrigerator, or crumbs that are all over the counter, on the floor, or whatever, you know, the dust bunnies that are there, the toilet seat ring, you know, or the toilet bowl ring, all those kinds of things. That is a thing that for most women just drive you crazy. But you're so busy. If you've got kids, you've got the business, it's like, man, that I don't have time to do this. But still, as a nurturer, someone who typically is a house manager, those things eat at you. They really do. So if you, and it is super inexpensive, you can find, you know, there's lots of franchises, but there's also, you know, women that have their own business, and they do it by themselves. You can find someone relatively inexpensive to have someone come in and clean the house. And what it does to the wives' mind, or just sense of what's the word for it?
Well-being.
Yeah, well-being, to have someone come in and clean the house. So I want to hear from you guys. Do you have someone to come in and clean the house? If not, when are you going to have someone clean the house? Hire someone to clean the house. And then also, ladies, if you hire someone to clean the house, don't clean the house before they get there. okay?
Oh, she's coaching. She's coaching now.
Don't clean the house. It always cracks me up. Like I've talked to, you know, some of the women. I finally get to, you know, hire someone and they're like, oh, the house cleaner's coming tomorrow. I gotta clean. I'm like, what? I don't even understand that. No, now you might need to pick up some socks and things like that. And they've seen it all. Anyway, those are the things. Lawn mowing, right? Typically the guys are the ones that's doing the yard work. Hire somebody. Oil changes, all those types of things that do need to be done. That's a time zapper for you guys that someone else could do. And it frees up your time to either work on the business or spend more time with each other or on the family.
Right.
So figure all those things out.
But defining roles is a key thing you got to do.
Because if not, you're just going to be
blowing up at each other, right? Back and forth, all right, and it just piles on. Okay,
it'll filter down to everything else if you don't have clear communication on that.
Define those roles,
okay?
All right. Mm-hmm. Number two, planning meeting,
and that's a great place to start defining roles.
Yes, but a weekly planning meeting. Yes. I should add that in there. Mm-hmm. Weekly, every week. Okay, for us it was every Friday.
Mm-hmm. So hard. You know, we've got clients, we've got people in the Success Academy and stuff, and we'll talk about plan, or you know, how was your planning meeting? Well, we didn't get one scheduled. We're like, okay, we preach and preach and preach and preach on this. Guys, trust us, please, please, please trust us when we say planning meetings will change your business.
Sometimes I feel like we're talking with our kids when they were teenagers. You know, cause you know, if you have teenagers, you know what I'm talking about here. You tell them, you know, all of a sudden you're the most stupid person that ever lived.
Oh, man, totally
you know,
no kidding.
What? You got to boil the water before to make hot, whatever the thing of it, you know, whatever it is, you know. Well, this is one of these things too. Guys, we've, you know, I've been in the trades now for 40 years. We've been married for 30 years, 29 of those years. We've worked together 24/7. 28 of those years, we've actually owned businesses, and gone through all this. Mm-hmm. And so when we say, you know, I'm just not throwing just simple things out here.
Right.
I mean, there's simple things to do, but it's like, well, no, isn't there some kind of like special pill or there's some kind of, you know, incantation, you know, we got to say, you know, you know what I mean? Some kind of special thing we got to do or can't, you know, it's not that simple. Mm-hmm. It is this simple. Mm-hmm. Weekly planning meeting.
Weekly planning meeting.
Weekly planning meeting.
So, guys, it's a thing that you have to have in stone. It's just as important as any plumbing job that needs to be done. It's just as important as any other appointment. It is that important. Right. And then you know that's when it's going to be. Ladies, you are going to have to be the one to plan it. If I'm talking to, you know, a couple that owns a business together, ladies, you are going to have to be the one to say, we're going to have a planning meeting. Let's look at our schedule and figure out what makes the most sense. It could be, you know, on a Tuesday at lunch. It could be on a Thursday at the end of the day. It could be on a Sunday afternoon. Whatever it is, you guys have to decide based on your lifestyle and where you guys are with your family. But ladies, you're going to have to be the one to do it. Put it on the calendar, whatever shared calendar. Hopefully you guys are sharing a calendar, whatever shared calendar that you've got, and that's in stone. It can't be like, oh, I'm really busy today. I've got to get payroll done and that's one thing to think about, right? Don't schedule the meeting on a day that you know you've got specific things that have to be done, because then everything else will always take precedence. So schedule on a time where you typically don't have, you know, something going on.
That's why we scheduled ours on a Friday, because even company-wise, things were just dying down, you know, guys. Everyone's attitude is looking forward to the weekend and all that. So
set
us up for the next week. Mm-hmm. And got us out of there because we got, at first it was only like an hour, but then we started making it, you know, and it would be planned over like, you know, 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. And then we would leave. I started making it earlier, be like lunch, so we could go to the beer and wing place, and we'd have this, you know, and start our date night, you know, that kind of a thing. But it's so important, you know, because we hear all the time, well, we're talking. There's a sense that, well, through the week we're talking, we're working together, and then at night we're talking about it. No, you're not. Those aren't planning meetings.
No.
Okay, you're just firing at one another, even if you're doing it nicely. Okay, you're just passing one another and throwing something out. Nothing, right.
Mm-hmm.
With the planning meeting, what that allows you to do is to be focused on what each other is bringing to the table and the way they bring it to the table. So for example, you know, Laura she's a list person. And so, which we find a lot of our ladies are list people. Okay.
I love my list. I love my list so much. So ladies, if you can relate, if I have, you know, I've got a list of things and then I do something that's not on my list, right? Of course I put it on the list so that I can check it off.
Right.
Because of course, who wouldn't do that? Ladies, okay, drop something in the comments if you totally agree with that.
But I'm not in the list either. That is why when we come, if you know, when we would, you come in the office and you just, okay, we got to work on, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And you got this and you got that. And I'm like, what the, I'm being machine gunned here. Okay. I just wasn't in a state of mind for that. But with our planning meeting, I'm ready for her to come with her list. Bam, 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 bam. I've emotionally got myself set. Plus, I've had a beer or two which gets, and something to eat. And guys, you know, I mean, I'm,
you're a simple guy.
Okay, all right. Guys are simple. Okay. All right. What you are not is someone that wants to, not that you're not, but you're not a visionary.
No.
Or like with the ideas, or I think we should do this with our stock in the truck. So whatever the idea we would have, it's first of all, it's like, why are we thinking about that right now? And then if you do think about it, then you go into your list. Okay, right. To do that, I got to do this and this and this and this and this. So she's not, just in passing, like, you know, at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, I come by her office or desk or whatever and say, hey, here's what I think we got to do this with the stock and it'd be easier for the guys. And then we could work this in the system and that kind of thing. And so she's like, what?
Well,
I'm just throwing up on her. It's her mind. She's not in a state of mind to handle the way I'm coming at her.
Well, and typically it would be, I'm on the phone with someone, you know, I'm getting, trying to get payroll done or whatever. I've got, you know, two employees that need to talk to me or whatever. And then you come in like, babe, I've got this great idea. I've got this wonderful idea I want to talk to you about. Right. And I'm like, I'm going to shoot you right in the face. Right. I don't have time for that because I'm not prepared.
Right. And in both ways, then our personalities come out. Mm-hmm. When you're machine gunning me, it's like, what?
Don't control me.
Don't manhandle me. Don't control me. Don't, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm thrown up on you, it's like, what? I don't have time. And I don't get the emotion back from her. Like, that's a great idea. And it's like, then I'm mad at her.
Right.
You know.
Don't you see how wonderful this idea is? Right. No, I don't. Like, right now? Right. No, I don't.
Don't. Mm-hmm. So with a planning meeting, you're both prepared to receive each other in that manner.
Right.
And receive, because you know that's what we're here for. Okay?
That's the purpose.
What's your list? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your great idea?
Right. And typically what I recommend, ladies, is let the husband go first. Because normally, again, he's a visionary. He wants to talk about, you know, some big picture, something, whatever it might be. Let him go first because he needs to get that out. He needs to get it out of his brain. Because if you go first and you've got the lists, he's half listening because he's like, I just want to get to my great idea that I want to talk to you about, right? Let him go first. Let him go talk it out. And here's the tough part. And I did not do this great at all in the beginning was when Richard, even during planning meetings, would give me ideas. I immediately went into, again, I think I just mentioned that I'm a problem finder, right? I find holes in things or I find how something may not work. And it's not a great quality, but whatever. And so he would give me the ideas and I would immediately go into, well, how am I going to make this work? Right? What are all the steps that need to go into getting this thing accomplished? And so I go into finding all the holes, finding all the problems. And then I would not ask great questions. And then he would feel like, well, don't you get my big idea? You know, this is going to be so good for all these reasons. So I had to learn to ask clarifying questions as opposed to telling him how this idea was not going to work.
I recall hearing the word suck.
That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. That'll never work. Yes. I may have said that a few times. But ask clarifying questions. Just say, when he tells you the idea, just say, okay, let me just make sure I heard you right. Or can you clarify this or clarify that or whatever it is. Try not to, as hard as you can, try not to go into your brain on what are all the tasks that need to be done so that I can make this work. Hear the idea, just kind of walk through what it might be. And then from that, if you guys decide, yeah, this is a good idea to implement, then think about, okay, who's going to be responsible for what to get this thing off the ground.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're both in the mindset to do that. Mm-hmm. And also we took that time to on the family things as well.
Look at the calendar for the upcoming
for the kid,
week.
What do we have going on, where the kids need to get to, you know, that kind of a thing. And then on both sets of business and family, at that point, then we both commit, okay, here's our plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to work on this with the bill. Okay, yeah, we're going to work on that idea. Okay, I'll get these three things done, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and so then by the time we come around to the next week, did we get these things done? There's some accountability. Mm-hmm. We would have gone over to the things, okay, we were going to work on this week. Did we get it done? Where are we at? That kind of a thing.
Right.
All right, it's so important and vital.
Yes. And so I would use an app, some sort of app or something that you guys share where you can drop in ideas. I know like one of our coaches, the Baldwins, they just have a note, like on your you've got an Apple, the note section. You go in and do a shared note and just start dropping in. So when you think of something through the week, especially you guys, mm-hmm. when you think of something through the week, you just go drop it in there. Just go drop it in so that you don't go into your wife's, you know, office or go to her desk and, you know, want to, that you just need to hurry up and get the idea out of your head, right?
Yeah. I use Evernote.
Richard uses Evernote. But just do that. And even if you have to talk it, like if you are someone that likes to talk things out, do an audio note to yourself. But then at least you get it out. It's there so that you can remember. What you don't want to do is land at the planning meeting and go, man, I had so many things to talk to you about and I've forgotten them all. Right? Because maybe the morning sucked or whatever. And now you've forgotten. Put those in some sort of note that you guys share. And then at the meeting, open up that app, whatever app that you use, and kind of start going through the list. Oh, okay, this is what I want to talk about. And then you've got it there. But again, do it through the week so you don't forget.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Weekly planning meeting.
And it takes intentionality. Sorry, I'm going on. You have to be intentional. The only way this is going to work is if you're intentional. It can't just be this haphazard, well, we'll get to it sometime or whatever, because there is going to be everything that's going to get in the way.
Every week.
Every day, every week, there's always going to be something. You own a business and more than likely you have kids and you've got a family. So every week there's going to be something that's going to get in the way. So you absolutely have to be intentional about making sure that you keep the planning meeting.
With our clients, when we find out they're struggling or if we're working through something, one of the things we'll find out is that they've stopped doing their weekly planning meeting.
Because it's so easy to drop it.
Right, because you're talking, you see each other at night, mm-hmm. sleep together.
Right.
You know, you get up in the morning. I mean, you think, okay, and we talk about these things. We talk about business all the time.
Right.
Which is okay. Which is okay. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about it and actually putting a plan together. Mm-hmm. And having the time to really hear one another in a structured way.
Away from the chaos of the office or whatever. The
On
business.
That, we recommend going away from the office.
Yes, for your planning.
I didn't say that. I mentioned mm-hmm. my beer and wing place that we took for granted, you know, or someplace like that. Mm-hmm. You want to be out away from the office, away from the shop, away from the normal place.
Away it from needs the to be a place
where it just allows you to kind of relax or, be in a different environment.
Be in a different environment, exactly. Right. Coffee shop, whatever it may be, someplace, yep. Local that you can go and have at least some sort of, a feeling of being away. And then go there, each time, or if, go every week, maybe plan someplace different if you guys like different things or whatever, but it does have to be away from the office.
Yes. And weekly. Yes. Okay. Planning mm-hmm. meeting. All right. Hey, I'm going to take a little break here because I have something for you. All right. And it's also very important. Check it out. Hey, Plumbing Pro, you wouldn't plumb a house without a blueprint. Why are you trying to build your plumbing business without one? Grab your free copy of my Million Dollar Plumber Blueprint. In it, I lay out the exact specs on how to build a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable plumbing business. Don't risk years of wasted time and money and failure. Grab your Million Dollar Plumber Blueprint now, and it's free. My gift to you for simply being a Potty Talk listener. Go to themilliondollarplumber.com/free. Plumb like a champion. Okay, welcome back.
Hi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking about three things that you can do or must do.
Must do.
When building.
You got to do it.
Your home service business with your spouse.
Yes. So, guys, if you are watching us out on YouTube, please give us a like, a thumbs up, subscribe, get notified when we go live. You don't want to miss another episode or any episode for sure. Also, if you haven't yet, go check out the new MDP show. Podcast called The Coach's Corner. We've got two of our very own coaches, Matt Baldwin and Tony Wally, that are leading
cool
that
cats.
Leading that podcast mm-hmm. called The Coach's Corner. They are MDP coaches, plumbing business owners in their own right, and now have successful plumbing businesses after going through the MDP system. So Coach's Corner, it is in the MDP YouTube channel, so you can find it there. Also, you can find it just right alongside our other podcasts on whatever podcast player you're listening to. Right. So
check them out.
Check
good
them
stuff
out.
There.
They are good.
All right, but we're glad to have you here mm-hmm. with us here on Potty Talk.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As we're talking about three things you must do when building a home service business mm-hmm. or plumbing business
with
in
your
our case.
Spouse.
With your spouse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very powerful. All right. Number mm-hmm. one, we said you got to define roles.
Find the roles.
Got to define those roles. Mm-hmm. All right. Two, have a weekly planning meeting. Mm-hmm. So important. We hit that. We could go on about that. I mean, mm-hmm. I felt I could feel your mama coach came alive there because it is one of those things that's so vital to your business.
I just wish you guys would listen to us on this. And we know only a small percentage will, right?
Right.
But, you know, what is like, you know, is it Grant or somebody who's Grant Cardone or somebody else? Like, I can give you all the things to do because I can say them all day long. You know, give you away secrets or whatever. Because I know most of, no, it's Gary Vee. I think Gary, that says it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you all day long, but yeah. I know most of you aren't going
to
do it.
You're not going to do it. So I'll tell you what to do, but you're not going to do it anyways. That's why, you know.
Mm-hmm. But right. So help us help you guys. We were exactly where you are in your plumbing business. We were. We did everything wrong. We started everything wrong. We made all the mistakes, all of that. But a planning meeting, a weekly planning meeting, if you guys are in business together. And even if you're not, you know, the wife does have a career outside the home or whatever, just a family planning meeting every week so that you guys are on the same page instead of two ships passing in the night.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. And then finally, the third thing, and this mm-hmm. is also very, very vital and important to do, and it's going to sound so fluffy, mm-hmm. all right, and it's this, date night.
Or date day, whatever it is. Date.
But a scheduled weekly mm-hmm. date night.
Yes.
Or time to, where you take your girlfriend out. Okay, and you go be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes, girls, get cleaned up, get out of the sweats. Right, I get it. If you're home with kids, and sometimes you're just going to be lucky to get a shower. I totally get it. But if you are going to go out on a date, at least get somewhat cleaned up. Right, wash your hair, put on something different than the sweats. Make an effort, just like you did. I'm sure when you were dating, especially in the beginning of when you were dating, you made an effort. You didn't just roll out of bed, throw something on that was on the floor, and then like, oh, okay, well, we're going to go on our second date. I wonder how he thinks about me now.
Right, and guys, come on, guys, stop with the cool. Too cool for school. When you were first dating your wife, first of all, if she married you, you're lucky to have her. Guys, I know you, okay? I know you, all right?
We know you.
All right, I know you. I know me, okay? We're lucky to have our wives, okay? And when you were first going after her, you were very aware of how you looked, what you were wearing, how your truck was, you pick your car, whatever you're driving at the time. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
What's the song that Tim McGraw does? Said, I like it. I love it. I think where he talks about, you know, he's got cleaned up. He's sweeping his floors like he's never done
just
it
to
before.
Watch TV, right. Even just to watch TV.
Yeah. I've heard him come over and watch
and clean
TV.
Clean up the house just to watch TV mm-hmm. or whatever. Right. That's what we did. Okay. You need to continue to pursue your girl. Okay, she's not wife. That's why I like to use the phrase girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. you know, the boyfriend-girlfriend thing. You're a woman, right. Mm-hmm. Not like you've captured her, okay?
And now I don't have to put any effort into it.
You don't have to put effort in it, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what, this is it's very good for your personal relationship.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because you're working closely together and through the stress and all those kinds of things and the family. By the way, the kids do leave.
Eventually.
Okay, that's another discussion.
When they get older, they're supposed to leave.
Right. All right, they are supposed to leave. No, they don't live in your house. Guys, don't have your sons living in your house when they're 25.
Oh, my gosh.
They're 18. Get their butt out of the house, okay?
They need to move on.
They move on. I mean, our sister, man, we've just gone.
That's why I think God made teenagers is just so annoying, right? And just where you want to kill them so that by the time they roll around to when they're 18, you're ready for them to go away. Now, you may have little kids right now, you know, 4, 5, 7. They just think
so
you're,
cute.
You're
like
the
puppies,
greatest things.
Right.
I never want them to leave my house. No, you haven't had teenagers yet. There will be a time where they become so annoying that you can't stand it anymore and you're so ready
and
for them
okay
to leave.
That you want them to leave.
Yes.
Because that's life. That, right. That doesn't mean you don't love them. Mm-hmm. You should want them to leave. Get out of my house. All right? Go get your own house. All right? And it's a beautiful thing, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful if you've done these things to keep the relationship alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it's also very good for business. Again, having the date night. Mm-hmm. Because it keeps you, it's your force, the two of you, that are building this thing, okay? And it is, it's, you know, you're in the battle through the week,
it's
okay,
stressful.
And the time. And so you're both in you know, war mode. Not necessarily with each other, but you're
hopefully
getting
not.
Things done.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's pleasant and nice. Other times, you know.
There's less stress.
Right, it's stress. You're dealing with customers, your employees, your system, stuff going on. It's not meant to be fun. This
all
whole thing
of
like, you know, our new, you know, the kids nowadays, everything has to be fun and about them.
Yeah,
when was work's not fun?
For the most part, it's not.
You know, one of the greatest lies, and it's out there with the gurus, do something you love.
Yeah.
Do something. That's one of the greatest lies out there from the pit of hell. Okay? Do something you love. You know what I love doing? Sitting by the pool.
All day long.
Drinking my beer. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know it sounds like, I'm a redneck.
Kind of sounds that way.
You know? Mm. Or my tequila.
There we go.
Okay.
Sipping on your tequila.
And that's what I'd love to do.
That's what I love doing. I love laying next to you when we're doing that. Yeah. Yeah. Can we get a job doing that?
Nope.
Jobs are okay. It's not all fun. Now there's times in every work where
it's rewarding, satisfying,
right? Yes. And you're in the groove and it feels good. Mm-hmm. But most of the time it's not. Right. That's just how
it is. It's not meant to be fun. That's why they call it work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're in that environment. That's what you do. Both are in. Mm-hmm. Okay. With your date night or date time together, you get to remind. Hey, we're. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh yeah, I used to like you. You're cute.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, baby. You know, and you're best friends and mm-hmm. your boyfriend and girlfriend. And yeah, that's there.
Okay. It's like, again, like when you first started dating, you started dating for a reason and you found there was an attraction there. You like something about the person physically or their personality or whatever it might be. Right. Right? That's still there. That person is still there. You may have some road underneath you from, being married for however long, but it's still there. And so you have to cultivate that. You have to. And the same word comes to mind, intentional. You have to be intentional about it, because if not, it will just become, my old ball and chain or the old man or blah, 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 right? That's easy. Having a marriage like that, that's easy. There's no effort that goes into that.
Yeah.
There's no effort.
The men are bad guys. Don't be bad mouthing and putting down your wife or in public and that kind of. And those kinds of things. That is easy, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's easy life to have.
Checking out other women, being on the sites. Don't be looking at all the crap, okay? Mm-hmm. All that energy needs to be focused towards your queen, all right, where you're building this kingdom with, okay? Mm-hmm. And you do that, you'll achieve everything you want to achieve, and you'll also have a life, mm-hmm. And
a life that's worth living, a relationship that's worth having, a relationship that other people look at and are envious. It's like, how did you do it? How you guys work together all the time? You got kids. How is that possible? Again, it comes from intentionality, being intentional about having a weekly date night. It becomes intentional about how do you show up to that date night? Becomes intentional about what do you talk about on date night? And guys, it's okay to talk business, high level, not did you get this invoice paid or did you hear about Joe our tech who blah, 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 whatever it might be, right? It needs to be more high level. There's tons of apps and websites where you can pull up and say, 50 first date questions. Go through those. We still do things like that. Yeah. Another podcast and actually good friends of ours that we follow is called One Extraordinary Marriage. One Extraordinary Marriage podcast. And it's a husband and wife, Tony and Elisa DiLorenzo. They actually spoke at our last retreat. And it's on marriage. It talks about marriage, and they specifically talk about the pillars of marriage, and one being sexual intimacy, right? And they have some great resources out on their website and in their podcast, which I highly recommend following.
Yeah, check it out. It is very good.
But they have different resources about questions that you can ask each other or things that you can do on date night that kind of stirs things up a bit or changes things. Even if you do go out and search 50 first date questions and you Google that, pull those up and you'll have a lot of fun. There's also 50 first date flirty questions or something, right? So you can get a little, sexy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to keep it clean. Yeah. And you're married, for heaven's sakes.
That's
you're married.
That's where it belongs, by the way. That's the time to get get sexy.
That's right. So do things like that. That's something different. Or find something too. Dinner and a movie is always kind of the same. Well, not movies anymore because they all suck. But find something that's unique. Go axe throwing. Go if you've got a top golf in your area, or if you like outdoors. Obviously, go find a trail or whatever it might be. It doesn't have to be the same thing every time. And you do have to become intentional about what you do for date night.
Yeah. And guys, you got to put your energy there. Mm. We're kind of going off the deep end here, but love is, love is not a noun. Okay. Love is a verb. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's action. It's intentional. So to say this thing, I'm falling out of love and all that, that's all BS. That's just selfishness. Mm-hmm. That is just total immature selfishness I've fallen out of love with her, or I'm not attracted to her anymore. I mean, that's just BS.
And that's lazy.
Right.
That's total laziness. Okay?
So it takes intentionality. And when you do so, it doesn't take a lot of intentionality. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the beautiful thing about it.
There's a little bit, a little bit of effort.
But a little bit, 1%. You guys listen to me any length of time, you know, I'm all about 1%. Not this thing of crushing it. The gurus out there saying crush it. Most people don't crush it.
No.
It's not really part of our, right.
For an extended period of time, that's not possible.
But you can do 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%. Mm-hmm. Being intentional, 1% at a time, it adds up, okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, date night. Okay.
Or date day or date, whatever it might be. You guys figure that out for yourself, whatever makes the most sense. But having that time to where you really are getting back to being boyfriend and girlfriend, of where you just enjoy each other's company because you love each other. You're married for a reason. And like you said, babe, you know, the kids are eventually going to leave. You don't want to look at each other and go, now, who are you? Why did I like you? You know, all of a sudden, and you're looking at each other going, meh. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Life's not, your life doesn't revolve around the kids. I mean, it's kind of fun being looking at now this
the side of it,
this side of things. Mm-hmm. We love our kids. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't get in the way of the lovely Laura here. She becomes unlovely and the kids. Okay.
So
don't
say,
don't
my kids.
Right. Don't.
Well, all moms feel that way.
So I'm saying you have the mom thing.
Yes.
But it's good being now 60s, mm-hmm. you know, having raised in the family and all that, and having made the mistakes and looking back what worked, what didn't work, mm-hmm. and seeing where our society is going, and the saying of, we switched it. You know, it's honor your mother and your father. That's what God said. Mm-hmm. That makes for a good, healthy family. Mm-hmm.
And it will go well with you.
And go mm-hmm. well. Honor your mother and father. Mm-hmm. Our society has turned it to honor your son and daughter.
Right.
I mean, we got all the sports stuff and the kids, you're all divided. You're going 1,000 miles, you're 100 miles, literally 100 miles away from mm-hmm. one another because you're mm-hmm. going to, you know, some sport that a kid's never going to play. I mean, 1% as professional, not making any
money. Or even college.
Even mm-hmm. Right. And like, I'm saying there's nothing wrong with the sports. The kids need to be into something to keep them out mm-hmm. of, you know, and whatever. But it just, it's, you know, we just have made our kids these little idols,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's not how it's meant to be.
No, it is not.
It's about the two of you. And the kids are a blessing.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And they are meant to cut grass. To do dishes, okay, right?
Oh, that's also true.
And to be seen and not heard, okay?
Children to be seen and not heard.
Since when now? Since when does a high school kid now tell us, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself? Mm. You know,
Greta, somebody.
Greta, whatever. Or any a kid, like we're listening to our kids, like mm-hmm. they know what they're talking about. No.
You don't. Shut up. Right. Golly, shut up.
You know?
Have some life experience before you, whatever.
Oh, man, I know.
It's like getting coaching from someone who hasn't been around for quite a long period of time. Or, you know, coaching, like, you know, even marriage coaching or something. There's a lot of marriage coaches out there, and, you know, they've been married for
25. They look cute.
They're super cute
little couple.
Yeah.
They don't even own a dog.
Right. And they don't even have kids. And all of a sudden, they're giving marriage advice that just absolutely cracks me up. Or taking marriage advice from someone that's been divorced, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 times.
Right.
They're going to get it right once at some point. They are obviously experts on getting married.
On getting married, I guess the that kind of a thing. But but staying married and keep mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. having a relationship.
Yeah, don't talk to me if you don't have kids, if you haven't gone through business major business struggles where you've almost lost the business. Yeah, right. Until you've gone through some of those things, you can't speak on it.
So that's where these come from. So that's a good way to kind of, you know, as we're wrapping things up. As I'm looking at this list and as we're speaking here, it sounds. These things sound so like they don't matter. Define mm-hmm. roles. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. You know what? Mm-hmm. Planning meetings. Oh yeah. You got to have meetings in business, whatever. Mm-hmm. Date night. Date night. Yeah. I guess we'll go out and grab a pizza or whatever. I mean, it sounds so
simplistic
or
that they're not important.
They're not
important. What you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But they are. We can tell you from now, again, 30 years of marriage, mm-hmm. 29 of those years we've worked really together 24/7,
mm-hmm.
okay? Yep. Having owned businesses mm-hmm. 28 of those years.
Lost. We've had some major losses, right? We've had major kid issues. We've had major marriage issues. We've talked about that before. We were almost divorced at about year 3. Hated each other because of all the business struggles.
Because
we weren't doing any of those things.
That's what this stuff can, right. That's mm-hmm. the far end that it can lead to not doing these things.
Correct. Yeah, okay. We were almost divorced. It was, grace of God and Right. A lot of counseling.
So. Oh, these are extremely, extremely important things to know and to do.
For sure.
All right. If you're, you know, if you're looking to build your plumbing business with your spouse.
That's one of my favorite episodes where we get to talk about working together. Plumbing power couples
so
or
powerful.
Pro power couples.
And so rewarding. Life, I can tell you guys at this end of my life, and there's plenty of lot to go. There's nothing hotter, sexier, fun than knowing that I've been with my best friend, my better other, you know, through all the battles. All, I mean, good and bad, all the wins and all the losses.
Right.
Okay.
The losses are really the ones that kind of strengthen you the most.
Right. The life. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is so powerful and rewarding to be on this side of the game, you know, and experience what we are now. So that's what we want for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And we also want for you guys, we want you to be successful. And if you want to know more about, you know, these kinds of things, important of working together, but also the other concepts and systems and techniques that you need to take your home service business to the next level. Mm-hmm. All right. Then, you know, you need to check out the Success Academy.
You do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you can check it out. We have a 14-day free trial. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you can schedule a time to speak with one of our success coaches. Mm-hmm. All right. There's no heavy sales push here. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Okay. This is if you're looking, okay, here's an option here for you. All right. Yeah. Simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/success.
Yeah. So another thing too, in the Success Academy, we've got, we've got 12 different modules in each one. We've got a plumbing power couple or pro power couple, video where Richard and I talk about all these types of issues, right. On not only working together, but, just life things, and how to have the freedom lifestyle, which MDP, that's our biggest thing is we want you to have the freedom lifestyle. So we teach on that.
Yeah. Yes. Ultimately that's what MDP is all about here. Mm-hmm. It's not only building a successful self-sustaining, that means it can run on its own and very profitable home service business, but also being able to have a life too.
And
what
life
we
too.
Call the freedom lifestyle. Okay. That this business doesn't become, you know, become a slave to this business or it becomes a prison for you, or you just simply own your job.
Right.
Okay. You create this asset. Mm-hmm. All right. That creates great wealth for you, both financially and time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And most ultimately, creates the life that you desire.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we do talk about that quite a bit in the Success Academy as well. Just not all business things. Are there other life things that we touch on as well?
So, all right. So, all right. To learn more, go to themilliondollarplumber.com/success. All right.
Okay. Fun episode.
Hey, this is a fun one.
Yeah,
this is a powerful one.
Us.
This is an emotional one. I mean, I know we're here to talk business and this kind of stuff, but this is very important to your business. Very important to your business. Mm-hmm. And it's also fun being together with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommended. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, before we let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created, and you were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
Bye, everybody.